Hello. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Welcome to Om at Home. It's brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information, Om Laguna Beach on Facebook, or 949-415-6718 for more information. And September's right around the corner. There's a lot of great stuff going on at Om in September, including the Om at Home 3-A-Day Meditation Challenge, which is a free event that you can access on Om Laguna Beach's Facebook page, and just go to events and join in. You'll be training the brain to meditate from 3 minutes to 18 minutes, working your way slowly up to it by adding 3 minutes every 3 days. So it's going to be a very cool experience. And if you want to learn how to meditate and time has ever been an issue for you, then hopefully this 3-A-Day meditation challenge will be something that really provides the tools and guidance and support that you need. And in studio, we'll be having Dr. Julie Brown Yao come back for a 4-session series of Yoga Nidra, which is a very deeply restorative and relaxing guided meditation while lying down, and space is limited. And so if you want to come to that, you'll need to call 949-415-6718 and get registered as soon as you can. And we've also got a Reiki certification with Carrie Walker Collins, who's a local Reiki master, and she does a training and certification for both levels 1 and 2 for hands-on Reiki. Very cool ancient traditional Japanese healing art. Anyway, today we are getting back to the basics. And the way we're going to do that here at Om at Home is by doing meditation. Meditation is a way to get back to the basics. When we practice meditation, we're really relearning what our natural state of balance is. It's our most basic, even organic nature, without all the complications of thinking and reacting and doing things. So it's this state of being. Most of the time we use meditation as a way to retreat from reality, but when we're finished, we're once again just bombarded by the intensity of everything that's going on in life. And we might feel good for 5 minutes a day or 20 minutes a day, however long we can meditate. And it, at times that does feel like it's enough, but eventually, at some point, we begin to wonder if that meditation's really making a difference in the bigger part of our lives. So for me, meditation isn't really meant to be a retreat or an escape, but rather a place where we rest in our natural ability to observe. And we can develop this ability to observe or to witness everything that's going on without being swept up by it all. It's our core state, which we were born with, this ability to just be in the world without having to make sense of it all and finding coping strategies to deal with the stuff of life. Have you ever seen a newborn baby and they're just laying there, their little arms and legs are flailing away and their nervous system just seems to be high-tuned and reacting to the stimulus of the air and sounds and smells and touch? They don't know what things are called or what they mean. They're just this pure organic system of experience. And meditation is this way of getting back to that pure state of awareness. You're fully alive and experiencing life as it unfolds without needing to comment or judge every experience. All of the thinking and doing is really conditioned behavior that we're taught. And slowly we become these conditioned reactors. We develop habits over years and years of repetition, and we cease to just be and just feel. There's a gap that develops between our experience of things as they are and our reactions to things that creates stress inside that gap. And it can be expressed emotionally or physically and manifested as illnesses or even depression and this general feeling of being disconnected to something deeper. So when we repeat the behavior of meditation, being, breathing, observing, feeling, and we can stop ourselves from becoming absorbed in our thoughts and actions that'll take us away from this basic nature, we begin to feel a state of a deep restfulness, a deep sense of peace. Our natural state then might be thought of as this one of peace and deep restfulness. And the more we practice, the more we repeat it, the more we develop the ability to interrupt the thoughts and the reactions and the behaviors, and just to sit more with what's happening from this place of experiential observation. When we do that, we can see that things change fairly rapidly and are in fact impermanent by nature. And when we begin to realize the impermanent nature of all phenomenon, and we can achieve that by doing nothing but being and observing, there's sort of a relief that overtakes us. We get let off the hook from being the manager of the universe, and we can rest in the truth of our essential nature, that we're enough just as we are. So that's where we're going today. We're going back to nature, back to the truth of who we really are, and we're going to meditate ourselves into it. So that's going to be our practice. Make yourselves comfortable, and we will begin. I think that it's preferable to sit up because meditating is an awake, alert state. Although if you do have sleeping problems, meditation is a great way to relax yourself deeply so you can sleep. But because we are training the brain by these acts, these repetitions, and these tools that we practice, if you're always meditating before you go to sleep, you're literally training yourself to sleep better. Now, if you have insomnia, that's great. But if what you're really wanting to focus on is how to meditate to be in the chaos of the everyday world and find some rest and some peace within, then you'll want to be sitting up in an alert state when you learn how to meditate and as you continue to practice. So I like to sit in a chair or even a couch somewhere that, since this is Om at Home, you can sit anywhere at home that's comfortable. I don't recommend doing this meditation while you're driving your car. It's pretty distracting. Someone told me today that the first time they ever heard my meditation on the radio, that they were driving their car and they had to turn it off because it was making them distracted. So that's not the point. It's pull over. That's not what we want to do. All right, so find a comfortable seat in the house, somewhere where you're going to be undisturbed. Turn your phone off. It's nice to have your back supported and your feet on the floor as opposed to crossing your legs if you're in a chair or the couch, and letting your hands rest in your lap. And we're going to start off by taking 3 deep breaths in through the nose and blow out nice and slow. And again, inhaling deeply and exhaling nice and slow. One more time. Inhale deeply, blowing slowly through the mouth. And you should feel yourself slowing down a bit, your nervous system starting to return to a more organic state of balance and peace. If you're still feeling like your breath is a little bit tight or shallow, or you're struggling with it, then just take a couple more deep breaths in through the nose and blow slowly through the mouth until you feel yourself settle down. The longer the exhale, the more relaxing you'll feel. And then when you're ready, let the breath go in and out of your nose. And just notice, what does the temperature feel like when it comes in through my nostrils? For me, the air is cool and dry where I am. So just notice what it's like for you. Feel the parts of the nostrils that are touched by that air. Maybe you can even feel it in the back of the throat. And then shift your focus to what that breath feels like going back out. Once it's warmed and moistened by the body, there's even a chemical change, oxygen going in to carbon dioxide flowing back out. Good. And then I want you to shift your awareness to labeling your breath. So when you inhale, you'll silently say inhale. And you'll do the same with the exhale. Labeling is the thing that trains the thinking mind to focus on what you want it to focus on rather than wandering off into its own little world of thoughts. And this takes a lot of training and repetition. So just labeling the breath whenever you like is going to be able to bring you back, anchor you back into this experience of just being in the natural flow. And as you label your inhale and your exhale, notice how the air feels on your skin that's exposed. Remember that newborn baby? How they're just feeling their environment. So feel your environment as if you've never felt it before. Curious and open. Feel the weight of your body in the chair or on the sofa, whatever you're sitting on. Feel how your back feels and what's supporting it, what's touching it. And if you need to make an adjustment or lengthen your spine, to really feel your back against your chair or your legs growing heavy or your feet touching the floor. You can really direct the mind to any sensation, any awareness of touch, smell, sound, taste. And you're able to feel exactly how you feel in this moment. And notice if the mind wants to comment on it or make up a story about it or even get bored and wander off into some form of thinking. And each time it does that, you just take another breath and you say to yourself, inhale, exhale. Come back to the senses of the body, the counting of the breath, the labeling of the breath. And let it be fluid. You're going to drift off and forget where you are and how you feel and what the room is like or what the sounds are. You're going to disappear into a train of thoughts. It's no big deal. And when you catch yourself, you bring yourself back by saying inhale, exhale, and leaning into the support behind your back or feeling how your feet are grounded. Softening your jaw, your heart, your belly, everything from the inside out, and really becoming a receptor, a sensor of your environment. And you're going to continue doing this for a few minutes, and I'll check back in with you and see how your practice is going. Notice where your thinking is gone. Notice how your body feels again. Settle back into your body. And on your next inhale, you label it. Inhale. And then exhale. Reconnect with the nature of who you are. This simple feeling, experiencing, being. And let thinking recede into the background. You don't need thinking right now. You don't need to do anything right now. Just be, sense, and feel. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home on Laguna's only FM, KX93.5. And today we're really getting back to the basics of the breath and the senses. relearning the state of our true nature, the state of balance and peace within. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body feels. Notice your state of mind. And as your breath grows deeper, bring it into the base of your spine and inhale that breath up the back of your spine all the way to the top of your head. And then exhale down the front back to the tailbone. Inhaling up the back, exhaling down the front a few times, really sealing in that experience. experience into the nervous system, that memory of what it's like to just be with awareness, the witness, and to begin to develop a relationship with the nature of who you truly are rather than the conditioned responses of who you think you are. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com. You can go to Om Laguna Beach on Facebook, or you can call 949-415-6718 for more information. This is Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Lori. Thank you so much for listening and wishing you peace along your way today.